Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Okay, Brandon. Remember, I taught you adjectives, right? Adjectives. Do you know adjectives? Remember, adjectives are words that describe nouns or words that describe a person, things, places. Those are adjectives, Brandon. Agree? Oo, adjective, di ba? Maganda. Do you remember maganda?
Yes.
Maganda. Maganda is an adjective in Tagalog which means beautiful. Adjective. Another adjective, mabuti. Mabuti is an adjective which means good. Right? That was our topic last session. And also, adjective describes places and things. Thing, for example, building, gusali building. So what is a good adjective to describe a building? Mataas. Mataas means tall. Oh, mataas. Another place that we want to describe. For example, your room. How would you like to describe your room, Brandon?
Wait.
Okay.
My room is pink.
I'm sorry?
Azul. Because my room is blue. I'm not sure if you can see the color.
Okay, so your true room is blue. Azul. Okay, now azul is blue, right? It's an adjective. Blue is a color. It's an adjective. What is a room in Tagalog, Brandon? Do you know? Do you need help? Room in Tagalog. Cuarto. Cuarto is room. And azul na cuarto. Is that good? Do you understand that? Azul na cuarto, Brandon. Azul na cuarto. Yeah. So the na is the connector, Brandon. Na connects. The noun and adjective. Right? Azul is the adjective. Cuarto is the noun.
Can I ask a question? Do the adjectives always go before the noun? Or can you say, like, for instance, can you say instead of azul and noun?
That's true. That is a nice question. Nice observation. Thumbs up. Well, yes, the both ways. Cuarto na azul.
Oh, you can do it both ways?
Yeah, either. You. Cool. Diba? Oh, cool. That's what Tagalog is. We are cool. Yes, azul na cuarto and cuarto na azul, Brandon. And also, now, you remember sometimes na can be a suffix, Brandon. It can be a suffix if the first word ends in a vowel, like cuarto. you can say cuartong azul instead of cuarto na azul. Brandon, and that means, does it make sense?
You're saying I can say
cuartong, cuartong azul. Because the cuarto ends in a vowel. So you can say ang instead of na.
So I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know how I'm messing this up.
No, you're fine. Take good. Ayos, ayos.
If sul don't end with the O. Sul not. Okay, it don't end with a vowel.
Remember that, huh? Don't be confused. It always happens, right? Now, azul, you cannot, with the azul, you cannot add suffix to azul because it ends in consonant. With azul, because you wanted, for example, you want to mention azul first, you cannot add suffix to azul because it ends in a L, which is a consonant. Yeah, makes sense now. Now, Brandon, what is your room about? Is it clean or is it dirty?
It's dirty.
Okay. Now, what is dirty in Tagalog? Let me teach you what is dirty in Tagalog. Dirty means madumi. 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 Maduming kwarto. Maduming kwarto. Madumi is the adjective, and then because you want to mention kwarto, then you want ng suffix. Make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Maduming kwarto, it means dirty room. Ayos?
If you... I gotta clean your room.
Malinis na kwarto. Malinis na kwarto. Let me say it. Here you go. Malinis na kwarto. So you cannot use suffix on malinis because malinis ends with S and it's a consonant. Right? You can also say kwartong malinis, kwartong madumi. Do you follow? You can say kwartong malinis, kwartong madumi. Make sense? Kwartong malinis and then kwartong madumi. Please say it. Practice your Tagalog. Read what you see here on the board. So you know what it means now. Don't say it in English. You know, you understand what it is. Right? You know what we are talking about. How about more adjectives for you? Let's describe your room. Is your room malaki or maliit? Malaki versus maliit. Maliit means small, Brandon. Malaki means big. No, maliit means small. Malaki means big. Maduming kwarto, dirty room. Malinis na kwarto, clean room. Good. What is your room, Brandon? Maliit o malaki? Maliit o malaki?
Maliit.
Maliit. Maliit na kwarto. Good. Now, Yes. Okay, that is just review with our past lesson, Brandon. Let's move on to our next lesson, which is at. At, it means end in English. First example, bata at matanda. Bata at matanda.
Bata at
matanda. Repeat. Okay, again, repeat after me. Listen very carefully. Bata at matanda.
Bata at matanda.
Okay. It's not natural, but let me train you with T. Ta, 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 ta. Yeah. Yeah. Bata. Bata.
Matanda.
Matanda. Yeah. You, I've been telling you, do not pronounce T like English T or American T. No. Ta, ta. Yeah. Matanda. Matanda.
Matanda.
Oh. Bata. Matanda. Bata means young. Matanda means old. Brandon, your mic is still your sound is still. Or are you just whispering?
I think I'm just talking low. I need to talk higher.
Yeah. I want to hear you because you're being recorded. So I want to hear you.
Oh, okay. Bata at matanda.
Bata
at matanda.
It means young and old. Young and old. Right? Let's proceed. What's next? Repeat after me. Kamatis. Repeat word for word. Kamatis. Bawang. At luya. Okay. Brandon, kamatis means tomato. Bawang means garlic. Luya means ginger. Make sense?
Makes sense.
What's this? Most common ingredient in Filipino cooking, Filipino dishes. Kamatis, bawang, luya. At luya. At is end, right? Kamatis, bawang, at luya. Tomatoes, garlic, tomato, garlic, and ginger. Good. Next, let's proceed. Repeat after me. Matangkad. At makisig.
Makisig.
Matangkad means tall. I think that makisig means fit. Because my translation here seems to be off. Like, although it, good looking is good also. But fit, nice figure. Makisig. Fit. Good, right? So those are adjective. Matangkad means tall. Matangkad means tall for a person. Person, matangkad. But building, mataas. We don't say matangkad in the building, which is tall also. For a person, you say matangkad. Right, Brandon? Lots of words for you to remember. Okay. Another, matamis, malutong, at sariwa. Repeat after me. Matamis. You say it loudly, please.
Oh, matamis.
Yeah. Malutong.
Malutong.
At sariwa. Sariwa.
Sariwa.
Okay, repeat sariwa. Repeat after me. Matamis, malutong, at sariwa.
Matamis, malutong, at sariwa.
Okay, those are adjectives again, Brandon. Matamis means sweet. Malutong means crispy. Sariwa means fresh. Make sense? Okay, and also this topic is about at. Now you see, you mentioned the at before the last word that you want to say in the list. At. At means end. Another. Pitumpu at dalawa. Say it. Pitumpu at dalawa. Yeah, it means 70 and 2 or 72. Right? Brandon?
Yes.
That's
Opo.
Okay. Ah, yes. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Brandon, let's proceed, because at can be in the form of contraction or end apostrophe end, what? Apostrophe T. Brandon, that's next section of the page, apostrophe T. Batat matanda, say it. Matanda. Batat matanda. Batat matanda. Yeah. So it means at also. You just want to shorten it so that you are speaking like a local. Right, Brandon? Do you want to speak like a local? May I see your answer, Brandon? Do you like to speak like a local?
Opo.
Yay. Good.
My earphones cover my ears, so it's like, I hear myself loud.
Oh, you do? Okay. And while I am also like, I need to plug my laptop. Okay, Brandon. Batat matanda. That's most local, like as if like you are advanced in Tagalog when you say that. Batat matanda. Say it.
Batat.
Yeah. Batat matanda. And also you, just like na, you can use... apostrophe T when the first word ends in a vowel only, right? Pitumput dalawa. Pitumput. Say it. Pitumput dalawa. Is it difficult? Is it difficult?
No. It's weird because it's not.
I'm sorry?
But I'm ready.
Pitumput dalawa.
Pitumput dalawa.
Is it difficult?
It's a little bit difficult.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it's a little difficult.
A little bit difficult. Lots of syllables. Pitumput.
Kaunti.
Or also you can say medyo mahirap. Let me teach you. Another phrase, medyo mahirap, slightly difficult. Medyo mahirap. Medyo mahirap. Say it, please.
Medyo
mahirap. It means quite difficult. Quite difficult. Not so difficult. Medyo mahirap, Brandon. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, medyo mahirap, Brandon. Okay. Brandon, say it. 72. Your microphone is away from your mouth. Say it again. Good, okay, nice, better.
I think my mouth
needs a rest. Next example, what is our next? Akot ikaw. Akot ikaw.
Akot ikaw.
Akot ikaw means you, yeah, me and you. Ako means I and you. Ikaw, you. Akot ikaw. Ako at ikaw, Brandon. I don't hear you.
Akot ikaw. Ako at ikaw.
Akot
ikaw.
You. Mabuti. Ayos. Mabuti. Okay. Brandon, you're okay with the vocabulary now. Akot ikaw. What's next? Mayamat mahirap. It means maya. Mayamat mahirap. It means mayaman at mahirap. Mayaman means rich, wealthy. Wealthy means mayaman, right? Mahirap means poor. Brandon, you're talking, but I don't hear you. Are you just whispering?
I am again.
Yeah. Now, Brandon, mahirap means two things. One is difficult, the other one is poor. Brandon. Remember, mahirap means two things. Mahirap, the other one mean, sometimes mahirap mean when you refer to poor. Mahirap, difficult. Difficult and also poor. Yay. Mahirap. Mayaman, rich. Mahirap, poor. Good. Now, Brandon, that is at. We're okay with at already. Sometimes it's contracted, apostrophe T, sometimes no, if the word ends in consonant, you cannot apply apostrophe T. Sometimes the word ends in N, you can cancel out N so that you would use apostrophe T, Brandon. I have some kind of footnote. There are rules, like you see, if are you able to read the rules that I wrote here on the page, Brandon?
Yeah. You want me to read them?
Yeah, please read it for me.
If the word comes before at, ends, or at, ends, with the vowel, apply the syllable. Oh, is that apostrophe followed by letter T in the first word? They say, all right, to see new words.
Does it make sense to you, Brandon, how I write it?
The T, apostrophe T, only can be used. First word. Okay, I get it.
You got it. That's it.
I get it. If the word that comes before I ends, with the letter N, drop the last letter and make it end while applying the syllable, apostrophe followed by letter T on the first word, then say or write the succeeding word. If the word that comes before ot ends with other consonant, but not with an N, join the two words together with the word ot. And I don't get the last part.
You don't get the last part. It means you cannot, in other words, you cannot apply apostrophe T. You cannot apply apostrophe. Just simply say the word, the whole word, and then followed by at, and then followed by the other word.
Oh,
that's what I mean by that. Another example. Give me some nouns so that you are increasing your vocabulary. Give me some nouns. Favorite. What is your favorite? What is a good favorite? Favorite.
Wood.
I'm sorry?
Wood.
Word?
Wood. Like tree wood. Wood from a tree.
Wood. Okay. Wood. And what else? Another one.
Metal.
Metal?
Metal.
What?
Like metal. This would be considered, it's aluminum, but it's like metal.
Is that metal. English? Are you saying it in English or what?
Yes, yeah, I'm saying it in English. Metal.
Okay. Metal. Yeah. I'm sorry because I say it like metal. It's a metal.
Okay, metal.
It's just a matter of accent, right? Because I heard you say metal. Did you say metal?
Right. Yeah,
metal. Metal.
But, how do your husband say it? Do you say it like how I said it? Or
what?
You probably don't say the word too often.
There are times.
Hey, I got a metal over here.
Yeah, I heard it meron. Meron. Because in Tagalog we say meron, which means there is meron. Meron. No, metal. I'm thinking, what is metal in Tagalog? Metal also. Metal. Wood means kahoy. Wood. Kahoy. Kahoy at metal. Maybe hierro is good. Let me see. Hierro means tin can. Hierro, like your on your soda, we call that hierro. Do you make sense? Yeah, the tin can hierro. Let me write it here. Kahoy means wood. Wood and tin can. Hierro. Also, you can, if you really want the metal means. This time metal bakal also bakal. Let me see. Let me add it here. Kahoy, bakal, at yero. Let's do that. Bakal. At yero. Bakal means metal. tama. Kahoy, bakal, at yero. Wood, metal, and tin can. Or you can also, yero, we can also refer to Brandon. In the Philippines, most houses, the roof part, roof of the house, is yero, GI sheets. You know GI sheets. Corrugated metal.
No,
do you know? The I don't know how to say that in English. Corrugated metal. I don't know if there is another term in America about corrugated. Or we also say, let me see. Let me write it here. Corrugated metal. Or also another form, we say it GI sheets. Brandon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is most materials for Filipino houses in the Philippines. I don't know here in the U.S. What is our roof here?
You never looked at your roof?
What material is on your roof, Brandon?
Material? Wood?
Wood, your roof? The part of your roof? Wood?
I mean, it's wood with the little shingles.
Shingles.
But yeah, it's, what are those things? I forgot what it's made out of, but it's like some hard, it looks like some hard paper or something or whatever. It won't let water get through or whatever.
It's different.
I forgot. Because I put them up before on the house because I used to work with them. But yeah.
Do you call it metal? Your roof?
No, my roof ain't metal.
No. Okay, now bakal, when we refer to bakal, which is also metal, that's like the steel bakal.
Steel.
Metal is steel. Steel bakal.
Mm-hmm.
Bakal is steel. And also like bakal. Also when you also colloquial term for gun is bakal, because gun is made up of metal. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Say stuff. It's a phrase you use in America. When you got a gun or something, they say, "Hey, this is what they say." It's like a slang term.
What is the slang term?
As a matter of fact, if you get a chance, ask your husband this one time. It's like, this term, what do it mean? I got that steel on me. Or you can say, I got that iron. And you're like, what you mean, iron? You got the iron.
Iron.
That's what they gonna say, yeah. That's
iron, iron. Yeah. You say that iron, yeah. Which is iron.
No.
Yeah, iron. Because as Filipino, we say it iron. Right? Yeah, is that what you mean? Which
do you say that too? If you say somebody say he got the iron.
Iron.
Do that mean gun as well?
Oh, okay. Iron.
We do say that too. We say iron, we say we got the steel. So we all say he got the steel or they got the steel or it's iron. But yeah, it's me, you got a gun too.
Okay, in Tagalog also. Yeah, in the Philippines, the slang term for gun is bakal. Okay, I don't know, maybe in the past, I don't know these days. Because in reality, people are not advised to bring guns in public in the Philippines. We are very strict. The government is so strict on that.
Oh.
Cultural. If
I had a question because I was working yesterday. It was my last job, and I had to stop at the gas station. This dude, he went in there and he had his gun on his waist, but it's clearly visible. And he had face mask on. And I was like, bro, face mask. Why does he have face mask? Whatever God is. In the Philippines, you can do it. They just advise you not to.
Are you asking me?
Okay, I got it.
Are you asking me? You're asking me? In the Philippines, there should be license. You should be... owning gun is very rare in the Philippines. Ordinary people are not owning guns. No, we don't. Those who own guns are people... I would say rich people also, especially guys and what and... But it should be licensed. But even if you are a licensed gun holder, if you want to get in the mall, you cannot bring it in the malls, in public. Oh, okay. Even some establishments, there are always inspection. Security guards would inspect you. And some metals are not allowed in most places. metal. And there are always security guards. Are you familiar of security guards?
Yes.
Yeah, so in the Philippines, we always have security guards everywhere, in the malls, in the banks, anywhere you, any airports, of course, very, very nice, very essential. Banks, buildings that you want to enter, there are always security guards, and you are always subject for inspection, and you subject yourself, you raise your hand, and then security guard would inspect your waistline, especially because this is where guys would insert their guns on their waistline, right? And also the metal detectors are around, so you better not carry metals in public. Yeah. Does it make sense? Did I answer your question? And also, like for Americans, I think it's a cultural shock if going to the Philippines that, oh, why are these people are around? Security guards in uniform, they have their guns, right? That's why they are entitled as security, to protect the establishment. But to us common people, we feel like with the presence of security guard, we are secured. Whatever happens, security guards would be the frontliner. Yeah, makes sense. As like here in America, I think gun ownership is everywhere. We are not interested. We are not participating.
Are you not participating? Hold up. I got a quick question. You are an American now.
Okay.
Your husband never took you to go shooting or nothing?
I'm sorry?
Your husband never took you to go shooting.
No, he's not part. He's not interested. Also,
he's not. Okay.
No, we don't. And me, I'm not interested.
I thought they'd be like one of the first things like a foreigner would do when they come over. I'm about to go shoot the guns. She's American now. Your family. She's like, oh, she didn't change. She's an American. Think she overbearing everybody else.
I was surprised how America is about guns in reality. I was surprised. So I feel now that I know it's very normal here in America to own a gun. But us here, we are not interested. We didn't want to.
When I went down to the Philippines, firearm just for my house, just for protection or something. But I don't know what to take. I looked up some stuff. They said you could have a gun. But they were just saying someone can steal it, then maybe not. It can come with a lot of problems. That's what they were saying.
To me personally, of course, it's just my own point of view. To me personally, if you're a foreigner, you don't need to. And even us as individual, we don't need to carry a gun. Right? For as long as you are doing good and you are friendly, you will be fine. I think to me, my point of view on owning guns are those who are involved in, well, first, those who are involved in military, of course, they have license to, and they are, it's their privilege. And then second, if you are part of the gang or goons.
Goons, wow.
Yeah, goons or gang. Yeah, those are the ones who can carry the guns. So would you be, if you are not part of the military and not part of the goons, then you don't need to own it. That's my point of view only, but it's up to you. Everybody's have individual values, so I don't know. It's still your choice. But if ever I don't know if how would you want to carry it legally? That's your homework to research.
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily carry the gun. I just keep it at home, like my life.
Ah, okay.
It would just be for home protection, if needs be, or if it goes that far. Usually, it won't.
Yeah.
Good to have, just in case people want to act a fool, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the good resource person for that, so I cannot.
Have you held a gun before?
I'm sorry.
Never held a gun before?
No.
Oh, really?
No. Although when in high school we had such thing as C-80. We call it C-80. What do you call this? What is C-80? Army training. Citizen army training. Back then in the 70s, 80s. So part of our curriculum. But we were like forming like a platoon, stuff like that, yeah, being trained. But we were holding a wood gun. It's fake guns.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they gave you a real thing. Like, here you go. We're going to teach you how to put it together, take it apart. But I was asking because it's actually a lot of Asian countries that do that and teach their children how to use guns that are everywhere.
Not in the Philippines.
Like that because y'all kind of had it sort of like America. I'm not saying completely like America. Y'all had it like that you can care if you want to mentality down there or whatever, like Americans got, but it's not like Americans because guns are very expensive. I guess that's the issue too, guns being expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
As easy or whatever, but yeah. I know guns are expensive down here. I know that. They're like, oh, they're expensive down there to me.
And also, because we had the history of insurgency, so I think that's also one of the government policy. Yeah, insurgency, back in the 70s and 80s, 70s, 80s. Insurgency, armed personnel, which was underground, part of rebels, rebels against the government. If you read about NPA, New People's Army in the Philippines, back then.
A dude, he was in the army, because he'd been to the Philippines. He said he loved the Philippines. So he said that he was there. One of them, shot at him or something. Not shot at him, but that group killed some military soldiers or something. And I was a girl I was talking to. She's the one that said about it. She said, I believe, because this is what the girl said. She said it's two organizations. You got the Muslims that's kind of they're very militaristic or whatever. And then she said it's like some Christians that's very militaristic too. And I think it's the New People what you just said there.
No, it's another faction. It's faction by faction.
Oh, it's a faction, okay.
Yeah, faction by faction. The Moro something down south, those are a group of Muslim or Islamic forces that are rebel. Actually, Islam as a religion is different versus Islam as a rebel is also another thing. So, quite complicated to talk about.
Okay, is it they separate though? They're not the same or... It kind of, the militaristic of it kind of blend in type of stuff like Islam. Because I heard a lot about the Islam thing over where it's like, you know, they got like kind of like a militaristic group, so to say. I was like, oh, really? I don't really know. But they said there's things around like southern Philippines.
It's quite complicated because there are stories that really are behind that are not really being clear. It's not clear in the mainstream. It's not clear in public. So another issue, complicated issue down the Islamic rebels. But to these days, in the previous, for 10 years, about 10 years or so now, it has been contained already. It has been contained. So with regards to insurgency and all, I think it's a little bit, pacified.
So basically they, the Philippines, they let the citizens have guns freely because of insurgencies?
I'm sorry, what is the question again?
The Philippines, the citizens of Philippines have guns because of the insurgency?
No, it's the other way around. We control the ownership. No, it's the other way. The other way around. We control the ownership of guns because of the issues of insurgency.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, because if you would allow everyone owning guns, the more the heat that encounter would come up, right? Because you cannot contain it. Now it's contained. Okay, good. So it's different setting here in America versus our setting there with regards to gun ownership.
Okay, I'm good now.
You're good. So does it help now? At and na.
Yep, at na.
Okay.
Yep, both make sense. Ayos, ingat.
Ingat. Uh-oh. Say it ingat, not ingat. Ingat.
Ingat.
Ingat. Uh-oh. Ingat.
Ingat. The word, ingat.
Yeah, ingat. Ayos. Sige, Brandon.
Ayos. Ayos,
ingat. Oh, ayos. Bye-bye.
Alright, mabuti, bye. Ingat.
Salamat. Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's aralinworld.com. aralinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!